1, starting with the 18th verse, and we're in the King James Version. Sweet. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was mindful to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. When Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask now that you'd send your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into its understanding, that you would give us that supernatural understanding which comes only through the illumination of the Holy Ghost. Father, we come before you seeking to meet with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, how many of you, I'm not sure how well you could see it. I could see it really good on the TV. But it's kind of a dark picture, and those don't show up real well for you. But how many of you at least guessed what it was that you were watching? A Christmas Carol, Scrooge. That was the George C. Scott version. There are many. And when somebody speaks of the ghost of Christmas, what do you think of? You think of the ghost of Joseph Marley and the three ghosts of the Christmas Carol, the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future. How many? I mean, I grew up with that. That's when I think of the ghost of Christmas. That's what comes to my mind, first thing that jumps out at me. But in fact, the ghost of Christmas is the Holy Ghost. The ghost of Christmas isn't Joseph Marley. The ghost of Christmas isn't James Dickens, A Christmas Carol's the ghost of past, present, and future. No, it's the Holy Ghost. The same one that we find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which we find conceived the child upon Mary. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And it's that same Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit, which comes and resides in our hearts and seals us as children of God, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath proposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purposes of Him who worked all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be trusted that we should be in the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of that purchased possession up to the praise of his glory. That is the ghost of Christmas, the Holy Spirit. Last couple of weeks I've talked about the humility of Christ, humbling himself. God humbled himself and came as a very dependent child, setting aside the glory of creation, setting aside his omniscience, his knowing all things, setting aside his omnipotence, his power over all things, and came as a baby, a man, fully man. Yet, I also talked about the fact that he was indeed fully God. This wasn't just God taking some poor child and saying, I'm going to sacrifice you on behalf of all people. No, he came himself. This child was and is God. God didn't send somebody in his place. He came himself. And it was God himself that caused this to happen through the agency of himself, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Depends whether you're reading the King James or the NIV or one of the newer versions. Whether you have the Holy Ghost, but I wanted to read that Holy Ghost part because we get so preoccupied with ghosts and things to be afraid of. The real ghost of Christmas is indeed the very manifest power of God in the person of the Holy Spirit. And this ghost lives within the heart of each and every one of us who accepts Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, I haven't seen the movie The Polar Express, but a lot of kids have this season. And I haven't... They've got a little plush toy stuffed guy that, Santa, and they squeeze his hand and he says, remember, the secret of Christmas is in your heart. And he's right. Not the way Tom Hanks and Hollywood would, Pixar and these movie theaters would have you think the secret is. It's not something that comes in and of ourselves. It's God who comes and resides within us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That is the secret of Christmas that lives within our heart. So we have that. And that's awesome. That is cause for celebration. If I would have gone and created a montage, we would have seen the ghost of Christmas past, who comes and shows all the celebrations past, and the ghost of Christmas present, who comes with the feast, and we have this ghost of Christmas past who comes and shows poor Ebenezer Scrooge the future Christmas where everybody's happy he's gone and nobody comes to his grave. That is all over here. That is not what Christmas is, the ghost of Christmas. We receive the blessing when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He comes and resides and lives within our heart. And Jesus told us when we see Him, we see the Father. And that He would send the Counselor to us. And that He Himself was indeed the Counselor. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, it is indeed the three in one. You can't chop them up and divide them. It's God. And people, it's cause for celebration. God has given us a great gift. And we have cause to say, Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to one and all. Everyone who would accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Because the ghost of past, what's gone on? It's all been forgiven. The ghost of present is we have the very presence of God with us right now, the selfsame power of God that raised Jesus from the dead resides within our heart and is available. That power for work on God's behalf here on this earth. And the ghost of Christmas future? People, the inheritance is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's Christmas. It's not separate from Easter. It's not separate from Good Friday. They're one and the same. The three in one. It's amazing how God does that. Let's pray. Father, You are amazing. We think we know so much and we know nothing. Lord, we just come before You this Christmas season and we give You praise for the gift You have given us. That You give us power for the day. That we don't have to do this in our own strength. Lord, we thank You that You have sent Your Son to live and die and be resurrected so that our sins are forgiven and our past is gone. And there's no accusing finger pointing at us saying, You don't deserve this because You have covered us with the very righteousness of Yourself. And Father, we thank You because You have sealed us with the Holy Spirit and come to reside within our heart as an earnest for that future in heaven with You. Lord, we thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.